USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Monday approved an emergency declaration for Washington, D.C. and ordered federal assistance to complement the local response ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The FBI in an internal memo Monday believes more civil unrest is pending in D.C. and state capitals nationwide. Washington State Democrat Representative Primala Jayapal tests positive for COVID-19 after sheltering in the crowded Capitol room during the lockdown on the 6th. On Monday, she said, "Too many Republicans have refused to take this pandemic and virus seriously, and in doing so, they've endangered everyone around them." End quote. Earlier Monday, New Jersey Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman announced her positive diagnosis. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick said Monday that he will not accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom. In a statement, he said, "Subsequently, the tragic events of last week occurred, and the decision has been to not move forward with the award." USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Let's get a COVID-19 vaccine update. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
President-elect Joe Biden says his top priority will be getting more coronavirus vaccinations into the arms of more Americans.
I put together, laying out the plan, the cost of how I want to proceed, the cost of what we have to do to be able to get the entire COVID operation up and running.
After getting his second vaccination in Delaware, Biden again warning that the ongoing outbreak is going to get worse before it gets better. He again urged Americans to wear face masks and social distance. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The State Department announced U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will travel to Brussels this week for meetings with NATO officials. Pompeo will highlight the enduring importance of the transatlantic partnership in safeguarding the transatlantic community and reaffirm the strength of the bilateral relationship between the United States and Belgium. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let's get the latest information on impeachment articles against President Trump. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
House Democrats have introduced a single article of impeachment against President Trump, charging him with incitement of an insurrection. The House is expected to take up that article on Wednesday. Senator Joe Manchin says the impeachment effort is ill-advised. The West Virginia Democrat tells Fox News that another impeachment would get in the way of a new president introducing his agenda.
I think this is so ill-advised for Joe Biden to be coming in, trying to heal the country, trying to be the president of all the people when we're going to be so divided and fighting again. Let the judicial system do its job. And then, you know, we're a country of the rule of law. That's the bedrock of who we are. Let that take its place. Let the investigations go on. Let the evidence come forth, and then we'll go forth from there.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
After months of strict lockdowns in New York State, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state must reopen the economy.
We simply cannot stay closed until the vaccine hits critical mass. The cost is too high. We must reopen the economy, but we must do it smartly and safely.
Critics of Cuomo's change in policy are asking what changed. Alabama Crimson Tide football team now claims 18 national championships, including titles in 1925, 26, 30, 34, and 41. That's well before legendary Alabama head coach Bear Bryant took over. Alabama beat Ohio State Monday 52-24. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.